Don't worry, they're not here to give you any marriage advice, but after listening, you may think that they need it. It's Cash and Casey on the Me Versus Her podcast.
Hey, it's the Me Versus Her podcast. I'm your host, Cash.
And I'm Casey.
And we are back with another show. And today we're just going to talk some randomness that came into my mind. And then I talked to Casey about it, kind of. I kind of give her like a little heads up on what we're going to talk about, but I don't go into details, you know. Even if I try to, she stops me. Because it's always best when you get the natural reaction from somebody. I don't know if I've ever told this story, but a quick little story here before we even start the show. Is when I used to work at the radio, or used to work in radio, like we'd be talking about something during break, and like we just are all laughing so hard, and it was so funny. And every once in a while, you know, a little secret here, some people might not know, is you try to recreate that, you know, like, oh my gosh, that was so funny. Let's talk about it when the microphones go back on. And we would talk about it, and it just, I couldn't do it. Like, I'm very natural. Like, it's hard for me to kind of fake laugh. I can't. I'm not very good at all.
But you're not even a real laugher.
Yeah,
to
so
begin with.
So if you hear me laugh, honestly, or if I'm talking to you ever in person, or not typing, like if you're typing me on Instagram and I'm all LOL, that's, I mean, it might be funny, but I'm not physically probably laughing out loud. But to get me to laugh in person, it takes a lot. Like every once in a while, I'll laugh at something, and it's got to be. And what's funny is it's probably not even funny to somebody else. So whatever makes me laugh is kind of tough. But so, for instance, yeah, you'd be like on a commercial break, and then we talk about something, we start laughing, like, oh, I'm gonna bring that up on the show, and they say it again, and then I didn't. Like sometimes I wouldn't laugh, and then
desensitized.
Yeah, my partner or whatever, whoever was in the studio with me, would be like, dude, you didn't even laugh. Like after the break again, like yeah. You didn't even laugh when we talked about it. I'm like, it wasn't as funny anymore, because it's true. Yeah, it's tough. So yeah, we and Casey really don't talk too much about what we're gonna talk about on the show. Sometimes I'll give a subject, or she'll see what I post to Instagram, and that's about all she gets to know out of it. And
I think sometimes you even block me on there because I don't always see your stuff.
Hey, I gotta do what I gotta do to make the show original.
Yeah, I never know, really.
Yeah. So anyways, back to that. So yeah, if you hear me laugh or you can make me laugh, then yeah, you're pretty funny. Or at least you said something really weird or dumb that I liked.
Or you're faking it a little.
No, I don't really.
I think you
I mean,
a
maybe
little.
Like a but if you hear me like truly laughing, like, and sometimes I'll show you. I'm oh my gosh, this is so funny. And she's
and
like,
it's not,
yeah, it's not funny.
It's
and,
not funny
but
at all.
It's vice versa. It goes both ways. And I think probably with a lot of people, I have friends send me videos, and I have certain group of friends that send me like memes and stuff, and they're super funny. And I have another group of people that send them, and I'm like, huh, ha ha. And I'm like, that's not that funny. But there's a small group out there that gets me.
Yeah, very small.
You know,
sometimes
yeah.
You show me things and I'm like, I don't even see where their humor could have been.
Yeah. I don't even know if any of them listen to the show, but I'm gonna go into shout outs and I'm gonna give them a shout out because there's certain people. My buddy Tommy, he sends some good ones, and when I send him back, he laughs. Is he really being truthful? I don't know. Maybe they're not funny to him, but at least what he sends me is funny. Dustin sends some pretty good ones. Renee, he sends some pretty cool ones. Who else do we got? There's a few people. Freddie's pretty good about sending some good ones.
Do you show me these ones or do you show me the ones that you've come across?
No, I don't really show you these because they're usually kind of like bad or have super bad language or something.
Oh, I can't handle it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think I only share somebody I think's going to be. If I showed you most of these, you probably wouldn't laugh. So I'm saving you the time.
Very small.
We got BC, which we brought up on the show last time. BC sends me a lot of good ones. I feel like I need to go through my Instagram and look, but sorry if I left some people out, but that's some of the people. And I feel like, you know, when I'm going to send it, like they all pop up right there in the beginning because it's the same people that I'm sending to almost every time. So anywho, and including some other shout outs, we got a couple, I guess you kind of say businesses. We got Dump Pros, Loopy and Rick over at Dump Pros. They sent me a hat last time I talked about on the show.
And a pen, right? It's
really
nice.
A pen. So yeah, Casey would like another pen because she stole mine and I'm going to steal it back.
I love stationery and I'm so old school like that. I don't know why.
But yeah, Dump Pros are listening to us out in California. And we have another California person just follow us, and I told her I would give her a shout out. Leandra Dupree. Probably saying that wrong because I don't know how to pronounce anybody's name, and she's a realtor, so hey, I'm gonna give her a shout out and her little company there. So other than that, let's get on with the show. What I wanted to talk about today is my son was opening, he got something for Christmas, I think, or he bought it on his own at the store. It was called I don't remember the exact order of the words, but it was like mini gross
brands
maybe, or mini gross something. But kind of like those little mini brand things, but they're gross ones. And they really reminded me, if you're old school enough, you'll remember Garbage Pail Kids. It reminded me of that. You know, they kind of had weird names, or like Booger Bob, and like the sticker would have like boogers coming out of his face. Remember those?
Only because you've showed me.
Yeah, I still have some. I have some unopened also. So if there's any collectors out there that want to buy them,
please
hit me
do.
Up. No, but so he got these mini gross brands, but they're like food, or like one was like a McDonald's burger, but it was all moldy. And like, it made me start to think, like, do people serve gross food like this? You know, like you hear stories online all the time, like, oh, I found a finger in my soup, or, and I always wonder, are these things real? So what we did, kind of mixed a couple things in. We're going to talk about some of those here coming up, things that people have reported finding in their food. I have some stories of actual people that have worked in restaurant business and have seen gross things and have did gross things themselves. And then also, we're going to go over top foods that people don't like. You know, we talked top words last week that people don't like, and it was kind of fun to get people's opinions. So we're going to do that again. We're going to talk about, you know, some I came across online, foods that people don't like. And then we also asked some of you, the listeners, and I posted it to a story. We had some people write in. Some people I sent it to you. Hey, because I know they had some good answers. I knew they would. They always come back with some good answers. So we're going to read some of those. So let's get into it. So do you have any that you don't like you want to start off with, Casey?
Food that I don't like?
Yeah.
Here I go again on the spot. I don't know.
Well, if I would have asked you before, you'd be like, no. Save for the show. Well, so you're on the spot.
I don't know because there's so many foods. I have to pick the right one.
Is there anything that you can think of? Like if somebody put it in front of you, you'd be like, oh, I don't really like that. It's got to be something.
I know you cook all the time. Is there something where I'm like, gross?
I don't think there's anything I've ever put that you're like, I don't like. I mean, you might be like, wasn't my favorite, but there's not. Yeah. There's got, you love vegetables.
I do.
But is there one that you're like, oh, I don't really care for that? I feel like there's got to be something that a vegetable.
Lima beans.
There you go.
Yeah. They have like this chalky inside.
Okay. So lima beans, not a long list.
No, and I'm not picky at all.
You'll be surprised. There's a few people that said, I got nothing. So
really?
Yeah, we're going to go over that, but let's go over the ones like just online that I came across. So let's start off with these. These were, of course, some survey. I always come across some survey. Number 10 is marzipan. It says a smooth and thick paste like confection that is marzipan comes in at number 10 with 26% of the vote. It is comprised of sugar, egg, and ground almonds and is most commonly used as a base for the icing on a Christmas or wedding cake. Marzipan can be too sweet and an aversion to melting teeth is understandable, but it is the almond flavor in general that is disliked by the nation. I and most of Italy would find difficult to swallow. So it doesn't sound gross.
Yeah.
You know,
sweet.
Yeah. I mean, when I heard like, oh, somebody doesn't like this. What is it? I start reading and saying sugar, egg, ground almonds. Like I like all those things.
Yeah.
Maybe I haven't had them all together, but it doesn't sound gross. And there's like a picture of cookies. So I don't know if they make cookies with them. Or with that stuff, but or they said it's baked a lot. It doesn't look that gross. So, number 8. This is kind of surprising to me. Olives.
I love olives.
I guess it depends what kind. I like black olives. You buy those bottles of like the like garlic stuffed olives or whatever.
You hear my little joke? I buy all of them.
Yeah.
I buy all of them.
I don't get it. I don't have my soundboard isn't the hold on.
What is that? A yawn?
That's all I have for you. I couldn't find. We'll just say that was supposed to be the cheer button.
I like that.
I like this board because I could put in my sounds, you know, and it came with some pre-recorded sounds, but I don't think I could swap between. So like, let's say the first board has like laughing and the crowd going crazy. And then the second page, if I want to use some off there, I can't go back to the first page while we're recording. I don't think so. I couldn't give you some, sorry.
The standing ovation that joke deserved.
Hold on.
What's happening?
Well, I was trying to clap.
Let me add to it.
Broke my chair. Okay. So olives. So I do like regular black olives, but not green olives. And you buy those ones with garlic. But I don't know. This doesn't say specifically what kind of olives. Let's see. Let's read a little further into it. The humble collection of green and black oval appetizers found at the start of a restaurant meal across the land. According to the result, 33% of British adults. British. Did I find something in Britain?
Oh my gosh, you're always in other countries.
This said worldwide. So maybe just, okay, let me finish. British adults would leave well alone and instead probably fill up on bread. So in Britain, the British people don't like olives. Maybe United States is a little different, but this one I guess was taken in British.
They're so good.
Britain.
So salty.
Whatever. Next up, number 7, we have blue cheese. Blue cheese pongs its way in at number 7 with 34% of the votes. But surely everyone salivates at the sight of mold-inflected produce that smells of sockless hipster feet and loafers at the end of a hot day. It's gross.
I like blue cheese, but I don't think it smells like that. I like it in my dressing.
Yeah, I like blue cheese dressing. Yeah. I like blue cheese crumbles, like on a burger sometimes. You know, I don't really buy them here, but, you know, sometimes you go to a restaurant and it's like some little sprinkles of blue cheese on top. I'm like, ooh.
It's good.
Fancy. Yeah, and I'll eat it. I'm not agreeing so far with this list. Mm-mm. Olives are decent, most of them. Marzipan didn't sound too horrible, and blue cheese.
Yeah.
All right. Next at number six. Ooh, I'm going to agree with this one, and I think Casey will not. Number six comes in with sushi.
Yeah, I like it too.
But I don't.
I do.
Sushi has made a splash at number six with what to me is an incomprehensible 37% of the votes. Forget polls, surveys, or the cool foodie associations. This far Eastern food item might have. Hands down, Japanese cuisine is my top three favorite. Oh, this is the person writing it. Says it's one of their favorites. But yeah, sushi, yeah. Not a favorite of everyone. That's another thing, though. It comes in a lot of different forms, right?
It does, yeah.
Next up, we have black pudding. Okay, I've never heard of it.
Black, like the color? See,
yeah. If the thought of eating blood sausage turns your stomach, you are part of the 39% of the population with similar sentiments. Regardless of what deep-rooted experience or ingrained belief renders black pudding an issue for so many. If these qualms can be overcome, there is a lot of deliciousness to be savored. Okay, I don't know what it is. Do you want to look that
pudding?
Up?
I do.
Okay, maybe. Casey's going to look it up. And while she's looking it up, I'm going to move on here and say, see.
Look at that. Ooh. Why does it look like that?
It looks like a hamburger patty that's burnt.
Wait, what's in it?
I don't know. You're Googling it. Tell me.
Oh, it's a sausage.
So it is a sausage.
Yeah, that's gross.
I wonder if it really does. It said so blood sausage.
Is it blood that's making it black?
Ooh, I don't know. It's gross.
Well, I don't really like sausage, so I guess that's another. I mean, I'll eat it if it's there, maybe. If it's served to me, yes, I'll eat it. If I have to serve it myself, I'm not going to get it.
See, but that's what when I'm talking about these things, I'm talking about something you like, ooh, I don't eat that.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. So
it's a food you don't like.
I mean, I guess I eat that too.
Number four, I can imagine this one being way up there. Number four is tofu. Tofu is such a quiet and unassuming ingredient that it's difficult to see why a whopping 42% were adamant they would not eat it. Tofu is made from pressing the curds of soy milk into soft white blocks. Granted, it has the potential to be an uninspiring and bland slab of sponge. So we've talked about it in the past. Casey and myself and our family was vegan for, I don't know, 4.5, 5 years
yeah,
or something.
5 years.
A long time. I don't think it's that bad. You got to know how to use it. Yeah. So for instance,
we struggled for a while at first. With
if
it.
You eat it cold. So my son used to eat it plain and just cold out the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And that was gross. But if you like, we would fry it and you could add like barbecue sauce or Frank's Red Hot and it kind of would taste like chicken wings kind of, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like buffalo chicken would make with it. So yeah, it's definitely not something that everybody would like. The texture, I had to kind of fry it and get it a little crunchy because yeah, when it's soft, it is kind of like a sponge.
But I think when you go to a restaurant too, they know how to cook it as well better. And there's all kinds of different ways to make it.
But you've got it like in a soup before and it was just like kind of the raw cubes, right?
I don't like it like that.
Yeah, it's not the best that way. You can even make it. So I used to post pictures. I don't know if I ever posted to our social media for the show, but I would post pictures of like scrambled egg I would make. And that was made from tofu. We just chop it up and get it kind of warm. And then you'd add a little, what was that yellow stuff?
Turmeric.
Turmeric, yeah. Turmeric, you add that to it.
Am I saying it wrong?
I think so.
Turmeric?
I think it's turmeric, yeah. You'd add some turmeric to it, and it's one of the first times I ever got a word right.
I know. Is that really how it's pronounced?
Yeah, I'm almost positive. Turmeric. We'll have to look it up. Turmeric, you add it to it and kind of just chop it all up in there, and it would make like yellow scrambled eggs. Because you could do it without the turmeric, and it would just look white. But I think when you try to give it the color how it actually looks and make it really look like scrambled eggs, I think that it's more appealing to your taste buds when you see it actually
more
look
appetizing.
Like something. Yeah. Let's see. Number three, anchovies. Do you like Worcester sauce staining the bubbling grilled cheese on your toast? Of course you do. I'll bet you didn't know anchovies are a key ingredient in it. 45% of those surveyed are against the idea of the small, salty, silver sea waterfish. It seems the staples of the Spanish cuisine get a bit of battering in this survey. The best tasting anchovies are the, I don't know how to say that, species found in waters around western and northern Spain, Portugal, and the Mediterranean Sea.
Have you ever had anchovy?
I have not. I can honestly say that I have not. And it's one of those things that I don't think I would give it a try.
I have not either. I don't know. If I knew that it was there, I don't know that I would eat it. Even though I like sushi and fish, I think they have the eyes in them, right?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things with it. I think if you put that in front of them, like, hey, would you like an anchovy? And you just see a little fish sitting there, like it looks like it's almost still alive. I think that's part of the reason people probably don't like it. They probably haven't physically tasted it, but it's pretty gross to just see that there. And I think it makes a difference. Like, for instance, that black pudding, that didn't look very appetizing, you know?
Yeah.
But when something looks good, I mean, think of it when you got into a restaurant or you see somebody's plating, like, oh, that looks good. You're going to want to try it. It's rare that you say, ooh, that looks good, but I don't want to eat that. You know? Yeah. So I think the way it looks makes a huge impact on if someone likes it or not. Number two, liver. I mean, that alone just sounds gross. As soon as I spot on a menu chicken liver, parfait, mousse, or any other way in which chicken livers can be treated, there is a little point in me eyeballing the remaining offerings. Have you ever had liver before?
No.
Chicken liver, I guess it is. People. No, eat.
I haven't even had the regular liver. What is it? Cow? Typically?
I don't know. Chicken? It might be chicken.
That'd be so small.
I've just heard people say liver. I've heard people like liver and onions.
Yeah.
That just sounds like something.
You love onions.
That just sounds like something an old person would like.
Why, though?
I don't know. Gertrude, can you make me some chicken and liver and onions today?
What I just feel like it's an old person. What if it tasted really good? What if it was like?
Then I would like it. But I think, again, it's one of those things.
Steak.
I don't even think I would try. Like if somebody said, hey, try some liver. I don't think so.
So you're just not willing to try it. It's not that you don't eat it. Like, oh, I don't eat that because I know it's disgusting.
Well, so what I asked people that we're going to go over are foods they do not like. I think they've actually tried it.
Right.
Me, I have things that I do not like that I've tried. But liver, I don't even think I would try it.
But you're a picky eater.
I can be picky.
You are.
Yeah. I eat a lot, though. But not everything.
Of
but
the
I'm
same things.
But I'm very picky on if I don't like something, I won't try it in any other form. I love onions, which I know that's something people don't like. But for instance, you know, so if you said, oh, do you want like some fried onions or do you like onion rings or like, and if it has the word onion in it, I would try it. But there's certain things like if you said, oh, here's an anchovy cake. No, I'm not going to try it. Why? Because I don't like anchovies.
You don't know that though.
Yeah, I don't
you
know.
You think
that.
You do.
There's certain things I would not try. But like if I didn't like tomatoes and somebody said, oh, do you want tomato pie? No, thanks. Do you want tomato this? No, thanks. Just having the word in there of something I already don't like, I wouldn't even want to try it because in my head, you know, mentally I'm already thinking like I'm not going to like it. And that's just how I am. I think a lot of people are that way.
It's terrible.
Okay.
You're an adult. You should try new things.
No, I'm good. I don't have to do it.
You sound like a kid.
Yeah. And maybe I am. And I feel like so it's funny you say that. Some of the people want to ask, like, and they go, ooh, I don't like this. A few of them I asked, have you tried it as an adult? Because some people said, like, I've never liked that. So I'd be curious to know. And I will tell a story when I get there about me not liking something as a kid and liking it as an adult. But we will wait till we get there. So I have tried things. So I'm not super, super picky. I'm just set on my ways. I'll put it that way.
Like a little old man.
Yep. No, like a kid, you said. Make your mind, am I old man
an
or a kid?
Old man that acts like a kid.
Maybe. Number one is oysters. The marmite of these sea swelling world, it's no surprise they topped the list with almost half, 47% of those questioned claiming they could not or would not eat them. So there it is. People sometimes just don't want to do it. They're just like, I'm not going to do it.
I've never had an oyster, but those are those clammy things, right? The clams that you like slurp out.
Yep. It says,
I don't think I can do it. Once dismissed
as a simple peasant fare, the oyster is now held in the highest regard as one of the finest tastes available for those able to appreciate it. So it used to be for the poor people, and now the bougie people are eating it.
Really?
Yeah. Think back to the, what is it? I want to say it's like La Costa, the little shirt with the little tiger on there, or was it the little alligator?
Yeah.
I used to have one of those when I was little, and somebody told me once, they were like, well, back in the day, it was poor people wore those. And now it's so, you know, expensive. Like it was cheap back then. And then now, you know, sometimes it's like, well, that's just like, what is another brand? Champion. I feel like that back in the day was just your, and there's nothing wrong with shopping at Walmart. It was just like your Walmart brand sport clothing. And all of a sudden, like Champion was super popular and it was like expensive. And I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah. How people, do they do that?
I don't think anybody does it. Like a company does it. I think a certain person starts wearing it probably. And people are like, oh man, that looks cool. You know, that looks dope. That looks wild. You know, the young kids. And then it starts just a trend, just like on TikTok. Yeah. Somebody, I mean, it could be the company that's behind this stuff nowadays. The whole Stanley Cup thing we talked about last week. Stanley Cups are probably around for a while. Even like the thermoses and stuff. And nobody was like flocking to the stores from waiting in line. All of a sudden, somebody made it cool. They start seeing everybody else post about it. Oh, everyone on TikTok's doing it.
I wonder who did it.
I don't know.
Like who started it?
They probably pay somebody to kind of kick it off, you know?
Who?
I mean, you think about it. That's why famous people get paid to do things. Because they say like, hey, you know, can you be in this Pepsi commercial for me? Or hey, you're drinking this Pepsi in your videos, you know? And it causes people to be like, oh, you know, DJ Khaled. He drinks. I want to drink it. I don't know why that name came to my head, but you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
I mean, it makes sense, but I just wonder who started the Stanley Cup.
I don't know. Somebody, an influencer. And that's what's crazy. Like, I'm not going to lie. If I saw, like, you know, like I have a drum set. Let's say I'm like, oh, you know, those are the drumsticks Travis Barker uses. Like, I might do that for somebody famous. But if I just saw, like, oh, this girl on TikTok that has a million followers uses it, I'm going to be like, well, I'm not listening to her. I don't even know her.
Yeah.
Care less about her. She's not going to influence me. You know, there's no peer pressure in my life.
My God.
Can you imagine that? Like, if I listen to everybody like you on TikTok, oh, I found us on TikTok. Oh, I saw us on TikTok. Oh, on TikTok, they're doing it. It's like, it's not all true, but I let you figure it out on your own sometimes.
And it's so far been pretty. What have I done that's not true?
That thing where you put mayonnaise all over your body and it didn't work out. And then the thing where you had onions on your toes.
No, onions on your feet is supposed to help you not get sick or not be sick.
Oh, I was just joking.
It's supposed to pull out all the impurities.
Okay. So let's move on. That was the top 10. So now let's get into, before we move on to like the stories and stuff, let's get into what you guys don't like. So let's pull up this list here. My trusty little Santa Claus list. Santa's list. Is that what it's called? The naughty list?
The naughty list.
The naughty list. All right. The naughty list. Here we go. Number one, we have Becky. Becky W. Becky said peas. She doesn't like peas.
I only like sweet peas.
I like peas, but I told her, yeah, they're kind of weird because they smash and they're just a weird vegetable.
I feel like they kind of like pop.
Yeah, another thing I think with peas, and it goes back to that visual thing, I think just like a little green ball, like people are like, ew.
Or I like that.
Or the fact that when they smash, it's kind of like, oh, that's gross. And I think that causes people to not like them.
Yeah.
And I did ask Becky, as an adult, have you tried them? And I think she did say yeah. She said yeah.
Well, frozen peas are much better than canned peas. Like, I can't eat canned peas, but I can eat frozen peas, no problem.
Okay.
And maybe it's the sauce or the juice or the water, whatever. Maybe. It is.
We have Evelyn says tomatoes. She does not like tomatoes. I should have asked her, do you like ketchup? Because ketchup is made
from
tomatoes.
They don't taste the same, though.
But it doesn't matter. It's the same thing.
It doesn't taste the same.
Next up, we have Stephanie. Stephanie said black beans, garbanzo beans, coconut, cantaloupe, grapefruit. Gosh, Stephanie is a picky person. She says there's a lot more, but that's just a few.
I'll eat all of those except for cantaloupe.
Okay. You don't like, well, I thought you said you don't, no, you said garbanzo beans.
Yeah.
I'll eat you said lima beans.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, Sarah says menudo and split pea soup and seafood. What, Casey, do you know what split pea soup is?
I know.
You don't? Can you look that up for me?
Sure.
Okay.
I just said that word that I hate.
So Sarah says menudo, and that's like, I don't even know how you would say that. It's a Mexican food, but is it like a soup or something? I don't even know how you would word that. So let's see. And she said seafood, which I agree with. I don't eat seafood. I do not like seafood. Okay. Casey has shown me split pea soup, and it looks
like baby food.
It looks like like baby peas, like peas that baby would eat. There's some have keratin, but it looks like a green soup. And thick. Yeah. I don't know if I would like that.
Well,
and
I like peas. Soup.
I like peas though. Okay. And shout out. So shout out real quick to Sarah. Sarah listens to the show. And Sarah, so I have a lot of friends listen to the show, a lot of people I tell about the show. And then we have, you know, random people listen to the show. But Sarah always, you know, reaches out and participates in a lot of this stuff. And Sarah, I've gone to school with since kindergarten. So shout out to Sarah and shout out to her because she just got engaged. So congrats.
Congratulations.
I don't have the applause on this board again. I messed up with that. I don't want to put a yawn because that would be kind of rude. So, and what's even better and kind of cool is Sarah just got engaged to Ralph. And Ralph, I've also gone to school with forever too. And so let me tell a little story here. I don't know. She's probably like, oh no, what's he going to say? It's nothing bad. I don't know how long they've been together or anything, but they weren't together when we went to school. So it's kind of interesting.
In kindergarten.
Yeah, I started to think like, yeah, I don't know if Ralph went to school this kindergarten. I think it was a little bit later, but I started to think like, I know we were all friends. We lived in a small town. And I would just wonder, did it ever cross her mind that she's like, I'm going to marry that boy someday?
I think yes.
I don't think so.
I think yes.
No, Ralph's a cool dude and all, but I just never, if somebody said, okay, who's Sarah going to marry out here on the playground?
You wouldn't have put those two together?
I don't think so. I probably would have said, let me think. I should say some names and really throw them off. Like, oh, you thought him? Or yeah, you know, what if one day she thought Ralph had cooties? I bet you back in the day, Ralph had cooties and he like passed them on to her. She was probably like, oh, Ralph gave me cooties. Not knowing that someday, you know, Ralph was going to give cooties to her as an adult again.
Oh my gosh.
No, but it's cool. It's cool. So shout out to them. They're engaged. I don't know when they're going to get married. Maybe they get married. Maybe they'll let us announce the marriage. Like maybe we could both be on a mic up there and we're just like, today we gather Ralph and Sarah.
Isn't that on how you start a funeral?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Oh, maybe it is. Oh, it's like the same thing.
Yeah, same thing. They're both the end of your life. Oh, too bad I have the drum thing.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so shout out Sarah and Ralph. Congrats on the engagement, and I wish you guys great luck in the future, and I hope you have a happy and fun-filled and healthy marriage.
Yes.
All right, let's move on. Next we have Cassie. Cassie says chicken. She says if it has a bone in it or... So she doesn't like bone on the chicken, you know, like chicken on a bone.
Yeah.
And she doesn't like fried chicken.
Oh.
I mean, they're both on a bone. I guess that's why. She says sometimes they'll make chicken salad and she makes her husband debone it if she's going to, or before she touches it.
It is kind of gross. You know what I don't like is when you see that like veins have popped or something where there's like a speck of red or like purple.
And I asked her, I said, do you not like seeing people gnaw on it? Because you know, some people like you're eating a fried chicken and like it's down to the bottom and they're still trying to get it off. Yeah. And poor husband, Josh, she makes him like, Josh, take the bone out of this before I even eat it.
I mean, that's poor what guy. Husbands are for.
Is it?
Yeah.
You know what I would do if I was Josh? I would bite it off for her and then just be like...
Ew, spit the meat out or what? Like
I'm just
bird.
Kidding. But this did remind me of another story. I've told you this story, so let me tell the crowd here that's listening. So one time, I'll share this for you, Cassie. You're gonna be cringing here in a second. So one time I might have told a story.
Oh, ew, I know exactly what you're going
to
say.
So I went to a place when I lived out in California called All American Sports Cafe, I think it was, or something. All American Sports something. It was me and my buddy Phil. The filthy one. And we were there with some friends. I think his buddy Andrew was there and I guess he was my buddy too. Andrew. We're all there, you know, and then we're eating wings, chicken wings, you know, we're just grubbing. And then there's a couple plates in the middle. Cause you know, Cassie's probably already grossing out right now. You're like pulling all the meat off, you know, and you get down to the bone and then you throw the bone, chicken wing bone, you throw it on the plate, one of the plates, you know? So we're there for a while eating already. There's a bunch of chicken bones on these plates. And then out of nowhere, one of their friends, I didn't know him. This guy comes up and he sits down with us. He's like, hey, what's up? I think they invited him. We're there watching the fights or whatever. And he's like, hey, what's going on, man? And we're like, hey, what's up? And he's like, are you guys done with these right here? And I'm thinking in my head, like, is he talking about the bones? Because there was a plates of bones, you know? And I said that. I said, are you talking about the bones? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, we're done. Those are like the ones, you know, we already ate off. That's just what's left. He's like, yeah, no, it's cool. And he grabs the bones off this plate of all of us that were just throwing our bones there. And he's like putting his mouth and getting more meat off them.
Ew, you nasty.
That's what I wanted to say to him. That's pretty gross. I don't gross out easy, but the fact, and
that's
it's not even
so
like,
gross.
It's not even like I took a bite of a burger and I'm like, I'm done with this. You know, like there's a bite off it and he ate the other part of it. When you're eating chicken wings, that bone is kind of like in your mouth and your teeth are grinding all on it. And then it's like somebody spits all over it. And not only did he eat like off the plate I was throwing mine on, he ate off the plate that Phil was eating off of, the plate that Andrew was eating off, throwing theirs on.
Did you buy him some of his own?
No, I don't think he wanted that because there was some fresh ones too.
He wanted something.
Yeah, no, there was fresh ones too. And we said, oh, there's more right here. He's like, no, I'm cool right here. So he liked it. So I don't know. Now I think about it, it's even creepier because I don't know. Did he like our saliva or something? I don't know. It's gross to think back on it.
This is over. This show is over.
That's pretty gross. So I hope that you guys are all cringy when you hear that one because that's a nasty story. I want to tell another quick story since we have Cassie. Not to get too far off subject, but you know, Cassie did write in her answer. I saw Cassie write online the other day that she was like at church. You know, she said, I'm trying to do better. We're going back to church, me and my husband. And I guess her son, you know, maybe he was just, you know, he's young. And he just was being quiet. You know, he's new to church. You know, kids can't sit. It's tough, you know, sit through church, you know.
Yeah.
And I guess he let out like a little yell, you know, nothing crazy. And the lady in front of her, she said, like, she looked back at her and kind of gave her a dirty look, you know. And then the lady turned back around. I don't think the lady said anything. And then, you know, and then he did it a little bit later again. You know, we go to church and there's babies crying. And like, nobody, you don't get mad, you know. So her first son just let out like a little, hey. Yeah, you know, maybe he was just not feeling it. And the lady looked back at her again and she said, like, you know, she started just like pat him on his back again to comfort him, you know. And she was just saying, like, hey guys, you know, like, I don't know if she was saying, like, what should I do in this case or what would you have did? But you know me, I jumped on and was like, yo, I am one of the nicest people, and I've said this before, until somebody is rude to me. That's like my pet peeve. I can't stand when somebody is rude to me, especially when I did nothing to them. Like if I did something to you and you're rude back, okay, whatever. But if I'm just like, especially like a random stranger, I was in Costco and my son was just like laughing loud. He was probably 4 years old, 3 years old. He's laughing so loud. Like it's funny. Like it wasn't nothing crazy. And the lady, there's an older lady in front of us, turned around and gave me like a dirty look. And then she did it again. And I was like, is there something wrong? And then she didn't say it. And I literally said, I didn't think so. I don't care if you're 80 or 90 or 100 years old. I respect everybody and my elders, I guess you say. But when you are like rude to me, like I was ready to box that lady.
Maybe she just wanted to see where the cute noise was coming
No,
from.
She made like a rude look and was like rolling her eyes and then turned back around. Don't do that. And the lady at church said it to Cassie. That. If I was there with you, Cassie, I would have spoke up. Not saying you didn't want to speak up, but I would have spoke up. I would have jumped in there for you. I'd have been like, excuse me, is there an issue? And if she would have been like, no, I would have been like, yeah, I didn't think so. Because if there was, my kid let out a little yelp, you know, or my kid was laughing, or my kid was talking in church. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
You going to do something about it? We could take this outside, old lady. I don't care who you are.
Gosh.
I don't care that we're at church. I don't care that, you know, you might want to do the sign of the cross before you come out because I'm about to lay it down on you. No, I'm just playing. I wouldn't do all that. But no, it's just like there's no need to be rude like that. I think I'm scaring Casey. I was letting the ghetto come out. I mean, I think Casey's getting scared. She's almost going to take off her headset. I'm just helping Cassie. I'm trying to stay over Cassie.
Yeah. No, there's no need for her to turn around.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you're old, you just...
But that's no reason. I don't care.
No reason, but that's why usually old people tend to be a little
why?
Grumpy.
Why are they like that? Why?
Maybe she got scared.
She got scared?
Had a little accident, and now she's like, oh, great.
Like a little kid goes, man, she's like, ah. Like she got scared?
Maybe.
Like why?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I wasn't there.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like. The other day, I feel like I'm going to offset it, but it's okay. The other day, I was at the Walgreens down the road, right? And this lady was like, she was like, do you think so? She was rude already. And see, I didn't have to be nice. She wasn't rude to me, but she was like, you think somebody can help me with all these sodas I'm about to buy? And the lady says, we're really short-staffed, you know? And I said, and I jump in and say, I can help you if you like. And she kind of looked and didn't like smile or say, oh, no, thank you. She just goes, and then she turns back to the lady and says, so you don't have anybody that could help me? So she just kind of ignored me.
Yeah.
And I was like, you rude lady. And that's a nice word.
Did you bring her a basket?
Like she had a basket. She wanted
another cart?
She wanted help getting them into her car.
Oh.
I mean, what more can I do for her besides helping her? You know, I was trying to help her and I don't like to. And I know you're going to say, yeah, you do. Every once in a while, I might say, you know, is it because it's the color of my skin
my
or something?
Gosh.
You know, I think when I offered that, this is all she heard. I think this is what she heard. Is that?
you say.
Hold on, let it finish.
You say other people are racist, but you're the one that always seems to think it's about color. Shut that off.
But I don't know. Like if I was being kind, could she have been scared? I don't know. This guy, is he going to rob me? Not because of the color of my skin or anything. I'm not bringing that into it. But do you think it's okay for her to turn down because she could be scared?
Maybe she didn't want to wait for you to get through the line yourself.
I had one thing.
She had somewhere to go.
If you physically couldn't do something, if I was trying to lift something in the back of my truck, you know, and somebody's like, do you need help? I wouldn't be like, look at them and be like, Home Depot, do you have somebody? I'd be like, oh, sure. Can you help me out? Thanks.
How
I appreciate
old
that.
Was she?
Probably 80s.
So maybe she didn't trust you.
Why?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you looked scary and intimidating.
Okay. And back to the thing in church, just because the little kid was little, what made her be rude? Why would this lady have to be rude? And just she. Okay. Here's the thing. She could, even if she was scared, if she was, she didn't like me, she didn't know me, whatever reason this was, what's wrong with me being nice enough to reach out to her and say, would you like me to help you with that? How hard is it to say, no, thank you. She could hate my guts. She could hate me because of my color. She could hate me because of the way I look. She could hate me because I'm ugly. She could hate me for everything. So even no matter what the reason is, couldn't she just say, no, thank you? Or, you know, no,
she's
too
scared.
What if she said, Walgreens? No, I think Walgreens should get me somebody. You shouldn't have to worry about that. It's not your job, buddy. I'd be like, okay, you know, that's cool. I wouldn't have been upset.
Yeah. You're getting all fired up.
No, I had a burp.
Oh, I thought you were. I can't do this.
Yeah,
anymore.
My stomach getting fired up with heartburn. So, yeah. So, anyways, let's get back to our list. We got a little bit off subject there, but it was worth it because I know somebody's feeling my pain there.
Just be grateful you didn't have to help.
So, I think this was from TNG. I know sometimes they share. I wanted to help. Okay, we're going past that. We're moving past it. TNG, you know, they're a couple, they're a power couple of our
yes,
listeners, TNG.
Yep.
And we got a response from TNG, but I think it might be T because G has her own account and she also sent one over too. So it's making me think that T did this on his own.
Oh.
He said, avocados, I can't stand that slimy vegetable.
Oh, avocados. But what about guacamole?
I don't know. Maybe not. But he said it's slimy. So I don't like it.
Sure. What if you use a chip to eat it?
I don't know. And somebody said, I don't like tomatoes. I'm going to say, what about in a burger? What about in ketchup? What about in...
What about in ketchup?
I said that to myself.
I didn't say that out loud on the show.
No, but I'm saying I'm not going to... Once he wrote in, I'm not going to be like, oh, do you want it? What about smashed? What about with salt on it? Ooh, what about a pepper on it? I'm not going to keep going. I'm like, okay, he doesn't like avocados. Let's leave the man alone. We have Sharissa. She said onions, and her unpopular opinion... or she thinks this might be an unpopular opinion, Marie Callender pies. Mm. In general? That I should have asked.
I don't know.
I mean, she said pie. She didn't say Marie Callender apple pies. She didn't say Marie Callender peach pie. She just said Marie Callender pies.
All of them.
We have Aaron. Aaron said, green beans. I will never like the taste or smell, no matter how they are prepared. Oh, I like green beans.
I do too. And fried green beans in the dip.
I don't like, it's weird. I don't like popular things. Like, I feel like carrots are pretty popular. I don't like carrots. You know, I don't love broccoli, but I like peas and green beans. And those are ones that that a lot of people don't like, I think. Madeline says nothing. There's nothing she doesn't like. She likes everything.
Yeah.
She'd be eating it all. We have Lena. Lena said menudo. That's the second person.
Yeah. I like the juice. I don't like the meat. Well, if it even is meat, I don't know.
I can tell you what it is. I looked that up.
No.
Yeah. Well, you don't like it, so you don't eat it anyways. It's the stuff in there called tripe, I believe it's called. It's actually the lining of the cow's stomach.
Who would think to eat that?
People that make menudo.
Like, what would they be like? Oh, let's eat this.
I don't know. Yeah, it's like, huh?
Like, what were the conditions that you felt the need to?
Like, here's the ground beef.
Yeah.
Here's this part of the cow. Oh, here's some stomach. Let's use this lining of the stomach and throw it in some menudo.
I'm like, oh, that's gross. Put it in the water.
Yeah. Buddy said canned spinach.
I don't think I've ever had canned spinach.
You know what I told him?
Frozen. That's
him? I guess you can't be Popeye. Boom, squeeze it, flies up in the air.
But I think canned stuff tastes worse than anything.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, maybe just because it isn't canned, because most people just say, oh, I don't like spinach. He said canned spinach.
Yeah, or like canned mushrooms. That's gross too.
Brian said there's not many things, I guess, that he doesn't like, but then he goes on to list a couple things. So Brian, make up your mind. He said, not many, but since I was a kid, I've hated cauliflower, kidney and navy beans, as well as liver and onions. Oh, we just talked about that. Absolutely traumatized as a kid. I love everything else for the most part. Sushi, Mexican, Italian, Chinese foods are all amazing. And now I'm hungry.
Me too.
And I laughed. So Brian, that was pretty funny because I actually laughed. It was a little giggle, but it was real. We have Melanie said unpopular opinion. She despises watermelon.
You don't like watermelon either.
I don't. See, and Melanie, you heard that. I told her that too. I said, hey, I'm right there with you. She said she doesn't eat any of it though, like watermelon candy. I could do watermelon.
You despise it or do you just not like it?
So let me give you my take on watermelon. I don't like water. Like if you said would you like a bite of watermelon? I'd probably say no. But if it was in front of me and I didn't want to make somebody upset, I could eat it. I wouldn't throw up or oh, it's so gross. But I'd be a bite or two and be okay, I'm good. Or if I was at a buffet and I'm getting to the watermelon, I wouldn't get it. If somebody said, hey, you want chicken? Yeah. Do you want bread? Yeah. Do you want watermelon? No, I'm good. I just don't. But I could eat watermelon Jolly Ranchers and I could do that.
That's not real.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's why. I don't but just watermelon really doesn't have a taste to me.
Yes, it does.
And you guys eat it it's so some good. Kind of I don't know. You guys go crazy on it. And I'm just watching you oh, ew, you nasty. Christina says broccoli and fish. I'm not a seafood eater. I'm there with you. And I don't eat broccoli either. Christina, we cool. We cool. We got G. So this is where G wrote herself. She said tomatoes.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And I guess I'll tell my quick tomato story. I grew up not liking tomatoes, never liked tomatoes as a kid. As an adult, I was like, oh, no tomatoes. For some random reason, when I was in New Orleans for Mardi Gras one year, I mean, now I think about it, was I drinking? I don't know. Maybe I was intoxicated. But we went out to eat, we're at the sandwich shop and there's kind of a buffet thing. You see everything that you could pick from, kind of like a Subway, mm-hmm. Fancy little shop in the French Quarter. I think that's what it's called. And I was like, ladies, onions? I'm all, yeah. Lettuce? Yeah. Tomatoes? Something just went off my head and made me say, yeah. And it was weird because I've never liked tomatoes. I tried them as an adult, never liked them. And this had been years still since I've had them. Got my sandwich, took a big old bite. For some reason, it sounded good. Took a bite and it was fine. Until this day, I like tomatoes again. It's weird.
Amazing.
I don't think it happens very often, right?
It does. I think it happens a lot.
You think people try it?
I don't know
like,
what made you all of a sudden want to put it on your sandwich.
I don't know either.
The fact that you tried it and you like it. Yeah, I think taste buds change all the time.
Maybe. We got Sarah, another Sarah. Sarah said seafood. All right, right there with you, Sarah. Melissa, she said she loves everything. I don't know why I'm just picturing Melissa like eating everything off her plate, you know, licking her plate. Just give me more, give me more.
Oh my gosh.
Does that mean?
Yeah, a little.
Well, she likes food.
Well, so do I, but you're not imagining me eating.
Yeah, I am now because you just said that. Now I'm pitching you. Wow, give me more, give me more. That's not mean. I'm just joking. Gil said Brussels sprouts. That was actually on another list I found. That was one of the top ones. I don't know
how. I used to like them. It tastes like cabbage.
I could even like drown them in barbecue sauce and they're like really crispy. We got Loopy says sushi. Liz says ketchup. She cannot stand even the smell of it. Jennifer P, I cannot eat menudo. It's another one. It smells so stinky, and the idea that some eat that to cure a hangover perplexes me. I would be instantly spewing.
Gosh.
I like the old school throw up word, spewing. And let's see. I think that's it. I think that's everyone we had. So with that being said, that's what everybody picked they don't like. Everybody's different. Everybody's picky. Some people aren't picky. I'm just going to read a couple of these stories because we've gone on for a while already. So let's read a couple of these stories here. These are some stories of things that people have found in their food. 10 disgusting objects allegedly found in fast food. We have an unidentifiable chicken organ. That's gross. It was at a Popeye's chicken. Popeye's. A syringe. That is super gross.
Where? In what?
A Hawaii-based soldier claims he was injured by a needle a few bites into his Burger King triple stacker in December of 2010.
There's no way.
According to a lawsuit filed against the burger chain, Army Staff Sergeant Clark was eating the meal at home when he allegedly bit into a wayward needle that made his tongue bleed. He was hospitalized for 6 days after another needle was found in his small intestine. Ew.
There's no way.
Ew. You nasty.
That's gross. He sued the company for severe physical injury to his stomach, rectum, and tongue.
Did he win?
It does not say. Oh, next up, a condom. Most kids get toys with their Happy Meals. One 7-year-old Swiss girl allegedly got a condom with her McDonald's fries. Her worried mother called the police after the 2009 incident. Police determined the oddity to be a health risk. McDonald's in Switzerland has declined to comment. That's gross. A knife. In 2008, 26-year-old New Yorker accused a Subway restaurant of baking a giant knife into a loaf of bread. The would-be sword swallower claims he found the 7-inch knife mid-bite and went on to sue the sandwich chain for millions.
Did he win?
It doesn't say.
Oh my gosh.
That's not my responsibility.
Because I feel like if they lost, then it wasn't true.
I mean, that just is a 26-year-old. It doesn't have a name or anything, so I can't even go back and look. I feel like this one could be real. A Band-Aid. Canadian family was shocked when they allegedly found a used Band-Aid in their McDonald's fries.
That could happen, yeah.
Yeah. Again, they sued. It doesn't say. Oh, here we go. This one does say. Accusers claim that a restaurant worker came over afterward to try and get rid of evidence. However, following an internal investigation, McDonald's Canada issued a statement saying the family's claims were bogus. Maybe that he came over to
Band-Aid?
Try to. I don't know. I don't know if that meant that he came over and tried to take it from them or whatever. But of course, McDonald's isn't going to be like, oh, yeah, we put a Band-Aid in there. Sorry. Deep fried chicken head. I could see that happening. It was in Happy Meal for kids. I could see that where you're eating like chicken parts or something, and all of a sudden, like an extra part got in there that wasn't supposed to be in there.
What do you mean eating chicken parts?
Like if you're like, oh, can I get the basket of chicken wings? And all of a sudden, like there was wings in there, but all of a sudden there was like a chicken hand in there or chicken neck, you know?
I thought you meant like chicken nuggets.
Raquel House was chowing down on her McNuggets when she allegedly felt something strange in her mouth. And that's when I saw there was a white hair on my tongue. I looked at my food and there were feathers coming off the nuggets. That's gross.
That is gross.
I never thought the nuggets were actually really from, I never thought it was like real chicken nuggets. I always figured it was some gross thing they smashed into nuggets. So to find feathers on it makes you, at least you know it's legit. It's real chicken.
That's gross.
Human flesh. In 2005, a Miami man was dining at his local Arby's when he found a piece of skin in his chicken sandwich.
How did he know?
No, not chicken skin. The substance was allegedly a dangling piece of flesh about 3/4 of an inch long. It looked like I was seeing fingerprints on it, he said. I got sick and went to the bathroom. Health investigators talked to the restaurant manager who noted that he was wearing a bandage on his right thumb. The manager said he had sliced the thumb while shredding lettuce but had dumped the bin per standard safety procedure. So he did cut his hand. So how would that guy know that? So yeah. So
was it bloody skin?
I don't know, but it's gross. Number 9, a mouse. Popeyes may serve an assortment of Cajun-inspired chicken, fish, and shrimp offerings, but mouse is not on the menu. A Baltimore man was taken aback when he bit into a deep-fried piece of what was allegedly something small and furry. Investigating health officials said they found signs of a mouse infestation following the incident.
That's gross. You're making me not ever want to go out to eat.
And the next one is a finger. In 2005, San Jose, California, police were investigating the strange case of a woman who claimed to have found a finger in her bowl of Wendy's chili. And what turned out to be remarkably like a game of Clue, detectives had different ideas about where the finger might have come from. Recently deceased aunt, a mysterious ranch worker, a rural Nevada woman who lost it to a pet leopard? The answer, none of the above. Police determined that the finger belonged to a Nevada man who had given it to the woman's husband to plant in her food, hoping to scam the restaurant chain for money.
That's so gross. But I feel like that would most likely be the case in all of these. Somebody is putting the thing there and hoping that they win the lawsuit. That's why I always ask, did they win the lawsuit? Because if they did, then you know that the restaurant is guilty of it, and then I would never eat there. But if they lost, then it's just people trying to get that easy money.
That's all those. And before we go, I got to read a couple of these because we're on the subject and I figured we just got to keep it going. So these are stories of actually people that worked in restaurants and they kind of had a gross story. This one says, my first job was at a fast food burger joint and there was a guy who worked who had worked a lot. We later found out that he was licking his finger like you do when you turn a page of a book, it says, when he was grabbing the cheese for the cheeseburgers. As many employee meals as I ate there, I don't want to know how much of the saliva I actually accidentally ate.
Ew. Does that help the cheese stick?
I don't know. Gross. I was assistant manager, and one day I walked into the walk-in fridge to find the cook with his privates in the container with the fresh steaks. I stared at him, then just said to meet me in the office when he was done. I sent him home, and the manager fired him the same day. What's funny is I haven't read these, so I'm just caught me off guard. I didn't expect that one. But yeah, let's see. I worked at a popular burger chain, and one day I walked in to see my coworker separating frozen burger patties by bashing them on the grimy floor.
Ew.
That's gross. People nasty. I don't even need to play the clip anymore. I'm going to say it myself. Ew,
I can't
nasty.
Even imagine.
Yeah. I was a shift manager and caught two guys peeing in the ice cream mix in the walk-in cooler. I had to shut down and disinfect the entire system, all while trying to reach the store manager. This was in 2005, so cell phones weren't 100% yet. When the manager showed up, it's funny. It's like I can see Casey staring at me like in a distance right now when I'm reading the screen, and she looks grossed out from what I could see.
It's so gross.
When the manager showed up, she screamed at me for kicking the worker out and wasting all the ice cream mix.
Ew, so she was okay with it?
She was in on it. Nasty. My mom used to work at a fried chicken joint, and one day there was a rude customer at the drive-thru. She saw her manager put the chicken on the floor and use a dirty mop to drag it around before putting it in the box and serving it to the customer. That manager got fired. This picture is a guy holding his butt, so let's get into this one. One of my bosses didn't flush his toilet paper. The septic system was fine. He put his caca toilet paper in the trash next to the toilet, and the trash can would not get changed until it was full.
Ew. Stop. What is wrong with you today?
I don't know. I'm just reading this. Before it was emptied, I could literally make eye contact with this poop art while I did my business. It became a joke that we knew his butt was tight because we could see how many wrinkles it had from these canvases. Shall we move
on? You're so disgusting. Are we done? Yes. Okay. We're done. I'm done.
All right. Well, I mean, I've learned a lot from this. I'm not going to look in a trash can in the bathroom. I'm not going to order certain foods. And I'm definitely not going to order the chili at Wendy's.
I feel like my face is going to get wrinkles from this show because it's been all smashed and disgusted.
There was one more I have to get out there. Mandy. Mandy's writing in from Twitter. Mandy, let's see. Mandy says oysters are ocean boogers. Anything that smells like butt and stinky cheese doesn't go anywhere near my mouth. I'll never understand how people put anything that smells like butt. I'm using butt because I don't know if you say the A word. Ocean boogers. That took you a second to get, but yeah, ocean boogers. Should never understand how people put anything in their mouth that smells like booty. Anything that has to do with fish is also a no-go. So thanks to Mandy for that. And now we are definitely leaving on a
disgusting
end of that show. And until next time, see you later.
Bye.